The measure has been amended a bit since it was first introduced. It now says municipalities have to accept in-person absentee voting applications from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday at the community's discretion. For later in the day and on weekends, individuals can make an appointment with their municipal clerk to submit an absentee voting form. One hotbed of opposition to the bill is Milwaukee, which had evening and weekend hours prior to last fall's presidential election and had more than 35,000 in-person absentee voters. Milwaukee attorney Ann Jacobs is a member of a group of lawyers that's been observing Wisconsin elections since 2004. She says no one's complained about too much early voting.
The complaints we received, which included from communities outside the Milwaukee area, were that the hours of early voting were too short or inconvenient for the voters who wanted to take advantage of early voting.
Jacobs says the 1,800 election clerks around the state should be able to tailor their early vote hours to their community's needs. The concerns about the bill trouble the main author, Saukville Republican Dewey Strobel. He says early vote hours need to be standardized.
Whether you live in Milwaukee, whether you live in Madison, whether you live in Fredonia, that everybody has generally the same window.
Strobel says some communities don't have the financial resources to have early voting hours on evenings and weekends. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.